The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Algo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Happy Friday. Yay! It's Friday. Congressman Lee Zeldin is kind enough to join us right at the top of the hour. Represents New York's first congressional district. And kind enough to join us on a Friday, yet still dedicated to calling and to talk to us on the radio about a litany of things that you just can't believe. And let's start by welcoming Congressman Lee Zeldin to the airwaves. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. Always good to be with you, Joe. Happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday to you. And I'm chuckling. Please give us the breakdown. And I know we're going to get into the gubernatorial race in New York, Lee, but Congressman, if we will. But what is Nancy Pelosi doing, Congressman Zeldin? She looks unhinged. If you don't wear a mask, you're going to be arrested. And you're down there in the thick of it, Congressman Zeldin. Give us the breakdown in your thoughts, please, sir.
It's so insane. I'm actually in a venue right now. You'd love it because I hear Frank Sinatra's My Kind of Town in the background. And I'll tell you what, Pelosi Thanks. Thinks that this is her town. And her side of the Capitol, you have these strict mask rules. The other side of the Capitol, by the way, is also run by Democrats. So, you know, who's right?
Yeah.
You said we should follow the science. We should follow common sense. Let's see what your science says, because here in Washington, D.C. right now, there are 27 hospitalizations. Oh, yeah. And the president of the United States and a whole bunch of other people said, get the vaccine and then you don't have to wear a mask and that, you know, life is going to return to normal.
So there's
so many other layers to this. And after everything that we've been through, the whim, the ease that these people obsessed with power and control eagerly will reinforce these controls over aspects of your life, restricting individual liberty. And going to the extent on the enforcement front, you want to talk about fines and arrests? Are you kidding me? And if you don't push back, I mean, they're going to look for ways to make it worse.
Yeah, it's so true. But the Capitol Police, did the Capitol Police push back a little bit and said, well, we're not going to make the arrest? Or do they have to do what Pelosi says?
Well, the way that Pelosi does this is that she gets the sergeant of arms that she puts in charge, the new one who's been there now for the last few months, gets the sergeant of arms to issue the order. Wow. Just like, you know, she gets the medical doctor to say that in the house that you have to wear a mask. But you could cross the middle of the Capitol and you go to the other side of the Capitol and the rules change and suddenly – for COVID, you don't have to wear a mask because magically as you cross from one half to the other half, I don't know, does it go away?
Yeah.
I actually spoke to one Capitol Police officer yesterday who's been with the force for a really long time, and he's coming upon retirement right now. And he said, I've had it. This is it. He was talking about how he was seriously thinking about leaving the force, even though he is so close to retirement. He's like, I just can't. He's saying, I can't stand anymore.
Yeah, to put them in that position is inexcusable. And also, Congressman Zeldin, why doesn't Pelosi at least say that there could be a spike in the virus, maybe because of they're allowing tens of thousands, maybe up to a million more people come across the border, and they're not, and they know they have this virus, yet they still strategically place these people in cities across the country, and not a word one from Jen Psaki, from Biden, from anybody, Congressman. How do you get that across to the administration? They've got to address this.
They don't want to. They want to either say there isn't a crisis or there is a crisis and it's all Donald Trump's fault. It's all about politics and spin and poll numbers and power. But they don't want to do anything about what's happening on our southern border, which is a consequence. The surge is a consequence of their policies, their statements that are leaving a whole lot of people to believe that if you come here across that southern border, if you surge at southern border, that you're going to be able to come into the country, no consequence, and be able to live the American dream, not by following the rules on how to come here, but by, you know, inventing your own rules. And by the way, some of those missions that they come to take up are pretty darn dangerous. And if you want to talk about how you care about sex trafficking and drug trafficking, yeah, labor trafficking, any of that stuff,
yeah,
how do you turn a blind eye to all this?
Yeah. And no one is addressing that or the crimes.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, please.
Joe, the other thing, too, is like what nothing to say about all the Texas Democrats who came with their maskless on their plane with Miller and Corona and in giving the virus to these other people in Washington, D.C. I mean, we talk about how we have 27 hospitalizations. You want to talk about an increase in cases here. That's the entire capital. That's every hospital in Washington, D.C., combined 27 cases. And meanwhile, their little stunt is actually the high profile surge of COVID cases around Capitol Hill.
And the press won't mention exactly what you said, Congressman Zeldin. The press won't mention one word about it or one word about this. And we chatted about this the last time we talked about you and Congressman King and you bringing the President Trump at the time and the Attorney General out to Long Island to help with the MS-13 gang problem. I'm all about solutions on the show. You'll get all the talk show hosts. They rant, they yell, they complain, they accuse. They play the video and the audio of the other side, quote unquote, but you really showed up and took care of the crime problem there. I wish to goodness gracious that this administration would call you and say, look, we got a crime problem, and what can we do about it, Congressman Zeldin? And they won't do it. And about the same thing with the virus. And the news media doesn't say word one about it. And it's so frustrating that and now Nancy Pelosi, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Lee, because you're a good guy. Everybody knows Lee Zeldin's a great guy. You're grounded, you're a military guy, and you're a very decent gentleman, I must say. But if you could just leak to us a little bit. It's just you and me now, Lee, if I may, Congressman. Nancy Pelosi looks drunk all the time to me. She looks bombed out of her mind. She looks wacky. She doesn't look as much as Joe Biden looks like he has lost cognitive abilities. And I don't say this in an accusatory fashion, Congressman. I want to embrace Joe Biden, walk him slowly off the world stage because he's not really ready for it. And I feel sorry for him. I feel that way about Pelosi. Do you see anything? Did you see anything that is curious that would lead you to believe that maybe she's got whatever problem it is that's making her act so erratic?
Well, let me put this a couple of different ways. On one front, wasted on power and the partisanship, those muscles, those stripes, she doesn't know how to flex bipartisan muscles anymore. And that piece of it, warps every aspect of what you're seeing, the words that come out of her mouth, what you're looking at, how much of a toll that has to take to have such a miserable existence all of the time doing these battles. On another front is I support term limits personally between Pelosi, Hoyer, Clyburn, the top three in the House. They've been there for a total, and they've been serving the House of Representatives for over 104 years. And I'll tell you, she's just been there too long. It's time for her to go. But I'll watch her at times, and she's standing there all by herself, and her lips are moving, and she's having a conversation, and nobody's around her. It's happening more and more as we watch her.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that. I know it's. I don't want to put you on the spot because you don't want to seem like you're conspiratorial. But well, and again, I say it with concern, Congressman. That's why I love that you're in the battle and you're running for governor of New York. And I love that you have the guts to do that, Lee. You know, I don't know that I would. But so I say when I say this, I don't say it in an accusatory fashion toward Pelosi or toward Joe Biden. Just as a human, these folks, something's up, and we appreciate that. By the way, how's the run going in New York? Are you fired up? You ready? Well, after Labor Day, you know, all the gloves come off, sir.
Well, the fundraising numbers that came out were good. Over the course of the first half of the year, Andrew Cuomo raised $2.3 million. In our first 3 months, we raised over $4 million, $12,500 donations. All 62 counties included, almost 94% of our donations were $250 or less. So the fundraising's been good. The travel's been great over the last 2.5 weeks. While I've had votes for 9 days in D.C., I've also gotten to 23 counties all around New York. About 6 weeks ago, we hit our 62nd of 62 counties. We'll just keep going. We have a great team, good chemistry, working hard, good media. The issues are on our side, and people understand the stakes, and that Cuomo's got to go.
Yeah, and now the Department of Justice in Washington dropped the investigation into Governor Cuomo, not in the state of New York, concerning these nursing homes, these alleged allegations by women. Does this bother him? I always ask. He's such a political animal, Andrew is, and he's welcome to call, but he doesn't. See, Lee, you call, Congressman. You call. You're kind enough to call. The governor never calls. But do you think, does he bypass all of that baggage that he has had recently?
There's no way. I mean, you saw in Virginia with the blackface scandal for the governor just decided, you know what? I'm not answering any of those calls to resign. I'm going to stay. The difference is he never ran for reelection. So Andrew Cuomo, at the end of all of this, if he decides that he's not going to resign, he's going to keep battling out, there's going to be no accountability, and I'm going to run for reelection, he says, the accountability is going to come from the voters at the end of the day at the ballot box. However, in the meantime, you have all these different investigations that are going on by different levels of government. And the attorney general is in a bind here because the facts are there for there to actually be accountability here. We already publicly know of a whole bunch of different types of wrongdoing. So if she does nothing, then when the attorney general is running next year, she's going to get accused of a cover-up. And that's where she's in a box right now. Like, you can't cover this up. And like the Assembly Democrats, if they don't actually push forward for accountability in their investigation, then the Assembly Democrats, when they're running, they're going to get accused of a cover up.
Yeah, these are powerful, powerful words. And before we let you go, Congressman, you're calling for a CUNY professor to be fired over anti-Semitic remarks. Dove Hykens, our mutual friend, is going to join us momentarily. And something maybe you should lean on. This is old Joe on the radio talking respectfully to you, sir. Maybe you really make that an issue. What's with the anti-Semitism in the great city of New York? It's beyond pale what's going on here. And why has New York seemingly become rampant with anti-Semites?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're bringing Dove on. He's a great American.
Yes, sir.
CUNY just a couple weeks ago enacted as a union, they passed this resolution that is advancing the BDS movement. They have this CUNY professor who's giving a sermon and calling for Muslims to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. I don't believe that our higher ed, our grade school, that at any level of education, that we should be having anybody in a situation where our kids are being indoctrinated or brainwashed. That's not why you go to school. You go to school for a quality education. And I don't think that anybody should be a professor inside of the City University of New York who is spending their weekends preaching for one religion to and preaching for Muslims to wipe Israel off the earth.
Yeah.
That should be a fireable offense. Do you have a first, we could debate, do you have a First Amendment right to give a sermon like that? Whatever, that back and forth of that debate of whether or not he has a right, and I have strong opinions on that front. I just don't think you should be in a classroom in charge of kids' education where they're actually paying money to be in a classroom with this guy preaching to you.
Amen. Congressman, thanks for joining us always. Godspeed, Lee Zeldin. All the very best. And please come back anytime and keep the fight, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there represents New York's 1st Congressional District. Just a decent guy. And, you know, we have these questions. We put them forth, and we're objectively, pragmatically, and I think a nice amicable way. We're giving ideas out, and boy, oh, boy, you're just not getting anything back, not from the press, not from anybody else. Duff Hyken's going to join us. And also this, I want to just quote this because I'm going to forget to do it if I don't do it. This is from the Washington Post. It says, genetic analysis of the outbreak, talking about the virus, showed that people who were vaccinated were transmitting the virus to other vaccinated people. You know, we talked to Dr. Theodore Strange yesterday. He totally said this is wrong. So how does the Post put this stuff out? This is why there's problems. They're talking about an outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Genetic analysis of the outbreak showed that people who were vaccinated were transmitting the virus to other vaccinated people. I asked that specific question to Dr. Strange, and he said that is not happening. So I wish the Post was just a little more careful, you know. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Dove Hyken will join us momentarily. And Lou Dobbs on the show as well, and Mike Gallagher. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Brandi Scott in for Debbie Duhaime at 20 after 8 Eastern Time in New York City.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, starting off in New Jersey, it's a stop-and-go ride on the Garden State Parkway northbound heading into Paramus. A collision right after exit 165. You're backed up to exit 163. Inbound at the George might cost you an extra minute or two using the upper deck. An accident just picked up on the span. Outbound side, now we've got road work on the upper level to 130. One lane is blocked, hitting the brakes on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bronx River Parkway. Very slow getting across the East River at the Triborough Bridge on the Manhattan leg. Jammed on the BQE westbound approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a slow go from Queens Boulevard. Solid ride on the Van Wyck northbound approaching Hillside Avenue from just after the Belt. Belt eastbound a little bit busy approaching Shell Road. Lots of sunshine this afternoon, close to 80 degrees for the high. Clear and comfortable tonight, we dip into the low 60s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is Dennis Prager along with Mike Gallagher. We both are excited to return to the Holy Land this fall. Join us for a life-changing experience.
Israel is opening up to travelers as the country gets back to normal. Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We're confident by October our trip will be safe and our team is on hand to answer all your questions about deposits, health and safety, and more. Call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Relief Factor because I take Relief Factor and it works for me and I think it will work for you. It's made with a powerful combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil. And it has Relief Factor has 4 100% drug-free ingredients that target your body's inflammation to give you the relief that it does. I'm so indebted to my friends at Relief Factor. They have been great. And I keep telling everybody when you see the commercials, hey, Joe, I see you on the commercial. And then the next question invariably is, hey, does that work? Does that stuff work like that? I'm telling you, for me, Relief Factor, and I know this is a powerful comment, but it's been miraculous because I really had the knee problem. I really had the shoulder problem. I worked out too much when I was younger, and I never, I would always do it cleanly, you know, and I would always work, but I would work out hard. And I think, you know, your body wears down. So how do you take care of it? You know, you get this 100% drug-free Relief Factor with those four ingredients that target your body's inflammation. And for me, I have such an active life that I'm so grateful, and I attribute that to, of course, the grace of God. But, you know, to Relief Factor, here's what you got to do. You got to go to ReliefFactor.com and do it today, because I know you're thinking, hey, Joe, nice commercials. Does it work? No, I'm telling you, just try it. $19.95, you can't go wrong. The three-week quick start, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. It's ReliefFactor.com. Again, the phone number, 800-500-8384.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's Friday. Hey, we're busy today, huh? We got it all for you. We're going to get to it, too. 824 on AM970, The Answer. Mike Gallagher is going to join us in this hour. Mike's going to check in. I'm going to see what he's got to talk about at 10:05 right here on AM970, The Answer. Lou Dobbs, live with Lou. Right here, author of The Trump Century. We're going to talk about the GDP and infrastructure and the border with Mr. Dobbs. Mark Morgan as well. Dove Hyken is a friend, former assemblyman, former New York State assemblyman, son of Holocaust survivors, kind enough to join us. We always like to check in with Dove. He always gives us a dose of reality, if you will. Dove, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Are you in Israel as we speak, sir?
I am in Israel just for a few days for meetings with certain leaders here. It gives me an opportunity to talk about my favorite ice cream. to talk about Ben and Jerry's and about Unilever and where this is going. And, you know, one of the things I think I've mentioned is that across the political divide here in Israel, left, right, center, it doesn't matter. Everyone here is united that this will not go away, that this is a battle that Israel and Jews and friends of Israel all over the world need to win against. It's not Ben and Jerry's anymore. It's Unilever. Let's be honest about this. They own Ben and Jerry's, period. And they, you know, they tell the world what great friends they are of Israel and how much business they do with Israel. And they're against boycotts, by the way, Unilever. And that's exactly what one of their companies is doing called Ben and Jerry's. They're indulging in an anti-Semitic boycott of Israel. And, it's going to take time and the process has to unfold. There are many states, Texas and Florida and many, many others, and hopefully New York as well. This violates the law in many, many states. It's not an option whether to do something or not. You've got to act upon the law. So hopefully at the end of the day, Unilever will understand, you know, they're a business. They're losing money, and they're going to lose a lot more. And hopefully they will reverse this. We shall see.
I know they own Lipton Tea, right? Dove and Hellman's Mania. Why? How does this start? I'm so puzzled. How does it start? And how does Ben and Jerry's, do Ben and Jerry themselves start this? You know, why would this even come about, Dove? Did you figure that one out?
Well, the owners of Ben & Jerry's, the original owners, the company was sold almost a decade ago. The two former owners are, I mean, liberal, radical to the left is really what they are all about. And, you know, they have been determined to do this. This didn't happen overnight. And, you know, the BDS movement, Boycott, Divest, Sanction, and again, I want to explain to everyone, there is only one single country in the world where you have this kind of movement directed against her. And this is the state of Israel, the state of the Jewish people. You don't have this against any other country. You know, this is incredible, Joe. You know, you can get Ben and Jerry's. There's no issue raised about selling this ice cream in China, in Cuba, in Iran, or anywhere else in the world. They're okay. But when you pick one single country, in this case, the state of Israel, you know, that becomes anti-Semitic. You know, if you're directing efforts against 20 different nations, it's a whole different story. But only one single nation, only the state of Israel, they're the ones violating people's rights. I mean, that's a whole different story altogether. But the point is, it's all directed against one single place in the world, a democracy, one of America's great friends in the Middle East. And it's just unbelievable. But look, it is part of the radical left, the people who rejoice, the people who are so excited about this, not the Biden administration. It is the radical left, progressive socialist of the Democratic Party, Omar, whole group, AOC, Cory Bush, go on, that group. You know, they're excited. They're thrilled with this. And they don't want to be confused with facts, with information. They just know what's best for the world, not just, by the way, Israel, but what's best for America. Because as far as they're concerned, America's a terrible country. There's so much wrong with our country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And your point is well taken. Why would they sell to China? They're still not. And I must have mentioned it a half a dozen times this morning, the Uyghur Muslim problem in China. Problem. They're building crematoriums, for God's sake. And no one, not anyone, not Biden, not anyone is talking about it. And you're absolutely right. Like
1 million Muslims. Yeah. 1 million Muslims be held in concentration camps. I mean, it's unbelievable. But they can have their Ben and Jerry's. That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And do they know, Dove, do they know that Hamas, and correct me if I'm wrong, and do they still do this? Let me do this in an objective fashion, you know, on the radio, if I may. In Hamas, you know, are the Palestinian kids, they're taught to hate the Jews, and they're taught the only solution is the destruction of the state of Israel. That is still taught to school children by Hamas to Palestinian children.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, let's remember, Hamas is not an organization that believes in a two-state solution. They believe that the state of Israel needs to be destroyed. There cannot be a state of Israel of any size. I mean, that's just the reality of their charter. They don't say anything differently from what I am saying. And nonetheless, you have so many of these people who, they are serving these terrorist organizations by some of the things that they do. It's very unfortunate. I just wish I could hear. And I did a search of this, Joe. I wanted to see if AOC has spoken out about China, Cuba, and some of these other countries. And the rest of that group, I couldn't find a single quote anywhere about any other place in the entire world.
And they won't mention it, and the press won't mention it. Hey, Dove, before we let you go, how did we get here? How did this anti-Semitic rise get here? I can remember as a kid, and I tell you over and over again, I was down the shore, and I was brought up with all my Jewish buddies, and they told me how great Israel is. I saw them go to services on Friday. We were teenagers, and here my dear friend, Mike Katz, would go to services on Friday, and then he'd go Saturday morning. I said, you got to go twice? We at least go once. You know, and we loved each other, they introduced me. They introduced me to the Jewish heritage, and those same folks who I love and are still my dear friends, they all still vote Democrat, and the Democrats are anti-Semitic. And I ask you this every time: how can we get the word out? How do we get the word out, though? Aside from being on the radio every day, like we are.
Joe, I love you. You ask me this question all the time, and I'm embarrassed because, you know, I wish I had a better answer than I have as to why so many people, fellow Jews, don't get it, don't understand, don't see what's staring them in the face, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, let's not forget, Bernie Sanders is Jewish and
he's
a proud Jew. Okay? So, I mean, this is someone who undermines the well-being of the Jewish state.
Yeah, it's so true.
We got to continue fighting. We got to continue the battles. And maybe it takes one person at a time to make a difference. But one thing for sure, we can never give up.
Yeah, Dove, love speaking. You know what? It makes sense. We appreciate you joining us because
listen,
yes, sir.
Love from beautiful Jerusalem.
I'm ready for a trip. I know Dennis Prager's going to Mike Gallagher.
I know
going.
You are.
I'm ready.
It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, I'm telling you. So love from Jerusalem to you and all of your listeners.
Beautiful.
The Holy
Thank
City
you.
Of Jerusalem.
Thank you, Dov. We take that with great respect. Thank you,
sir. Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Yeah, anytime, my friend, Dov Hyken right there. Hey, Joe on the radio, just trying to make sense of it all. 877-970-2999. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Lou Dobbs is on the show as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. 834, Big Al. He's got the headline news live and local. Hey, it's Friday right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
70 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The vessel at Hudson Yards closed again today after another person has jumped to their death from the structure. A 14-year-old was with his family, leapt off the 8th floor of the tourist attraction to his death Thursday afternoon. The vessel only reopened in the spring after being shut for 5 months after 3 people jumped to their deaths from the structure. Rules were changed at the attraction to stop the suicides, including one that dictated all tourists walking the vessel must be with at least one other person. The size of the staff and security force was tripled. The popular grocery store chain Wegmans coming to Manhattan. Wegmans officially say they'll open their first Manhattan store at 770 Broadway and Astor Place, which formerly housed Kmart. The 82,000-square-foot space is 2 levels, expected to open in the second half of 2023. Wegmans has 1 other New York City location in Brooklyn. Kmart closed its only remaining location in Manhattan at Astor Place earlier this month. In sports, the Yankees got crushed by the Rays 14-0, and then they traded for first baseman Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs in exchange for a bunch of minor leaguers. Austin Riley, he homered for his 3rd straight game as the Braves beat the Mets 6-3. The Amazing still lead the NL East by 3.5 games over the Phillies. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Not so great out on the island. Wanton northbound, crawling toward Brush Hollow Road in Westbury. Unauthorized tractor trailer out there in the right lane. Traffic is stopped at Hempstead Turnpike. Slowdowns on the Southern State eastbound approaching Merrick Avenue. A stall out there in the left lane hitting the brakes from Brookside Avenue. We've got a broken down car on the BQE westbound just after the Brooklyn Bridge. Solid delays go back to the LIE. A little bit busy on the Grand Central westbound getting past LaGuardia. Heavy ride on the Cross Bronx heading over to the outbound George. Construction on the upper deck blocking a lane till around 1:30. Slow go from White Plains Road through to underneath the apartments. Inbound might run you about 5 to 10 for the upper deck. Inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels, 5 minutes each. Alternate side in effect today. Lots of sunshine this afternoon. We'll warm up to about 80 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens knows you don't want to cut the summer fun short by getting caught without sunscreen. Luckily, they make it easy to get the essentials you need quickly with delivery in as little as 1 hour, so you can keep your summer going. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details. Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in Wednesday for the Catman. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
Sunday is the day. It's Joe on the radio. It's 8:38 on Friday. This is when Frank Siller starts his trek to never forget. And I'm so impressed with this. I cannot tell you how much this means to me as an American, what Frank Siller is doing, and with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. He's walking 525 miles through 6 states, 42 days, Frank is. In the month of, that's all throughout the month of August. He starts Sunday, and then it goes from the Pentagon in Washington up to Shanksville, right? And Towers of Light are going to shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials. And then he hits New York,
ground zero on 9/11. And this is all to help out and to honor the Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. And he's gifting them, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation is gifting these heroes, these heroines, with 200 mortgage-free homes. How about that? And then the names we lost to 9/11 related illness are being read aloud at a ceremony on September 12th. And on Veterans Day, another first, the names of all who we lost in the war on terror will be also said aloud. Now, we ask you to do good. We respectfully submit this, you know, because I know how crazy it is. And I know you don't need one more thing to do. But we ask you to help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month, just $11 a month. You could do more. Hello, if you want. It's the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. You go T2T.org. That's where you got to go. It's T, the number two, and then T.org. And we thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is what you're looking for.
You sell some! It's all of it. The cabinet minister, the whole business. Got us in here to do your dirty work.
Look, we just stopped a major invasion, and 3 days they'd have been across the border with this stuff.
Why us?
Because nobody else could have pulled it off. You pissed about the cover story. I knew I couldn't get you in here without it.
So what story did you hand to Hopper?
Look, we've been looking for this place for months. My men were in that chopper when it got hit. Hopper's orders were to go in and get my men, and he disappeared.
He didn't disappear. He was skinned alive.
And my orders were to get somebody and who could crack these bastards.
So he cooked up a story and dropped the six of us in a meat grinder.
It's Arnold's birthday, and I know, Al, you personally...
He used to be somebody I could trust. I woke up. Why don't you? An expendable asset. And I used you to get the job done. Got it?
My men are not expendable. And I don't do this kind of work.
That's Arnold. Happy birthday, Arnold. I know Al picked out that.
You should
I know
see him mouthing the words in the studio.
Yeah. I know Al picked out that. That's from Predator, and it's a guy's movie. You could be with a gal. You could be with a gal in love, and you could say, let's go see a film. There's no way she's going to sit with you and sit through Predator. No. Predator is a guy's movie. And when
Predator
Al
is testosterone. Predator is testosterone to the max.
Without a doubt. I got to tell you something. That was great. And happy birthday, Arnold. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. So 74. And you know what's funny? While I mentioned it to you last hour, I get an email from him because I subscribe to his, you know, his email thing or whatever. So he's telling people that it's his 74th birthday today. Please don't send me more stuff or whatever. And here's what he said. He said, here's what I will ask from you. And I'm not going to read it as Arnold, but he said, do one thing every month this year, not for yourself, but for others. Once every month, instead of just thinking about quote unquote me, think about we. Just give back once a month. That would be the greatest gift. And he said, this can be anything. Reaching out to a neighbor, telling them you're there if they need something. Like,
what happened to we weren't going to read it as Arnold?
I know. It's, you know.
I got to tell you, though, about Arnold is when, and again, I've always admired him, and I told you so many times the stories and how good, how funny he is, how he understands an immediate situation that he's in. And that's why he became a two-term governor. That's why he became the greatest film star. That's why he became a great community. When he started out and he was bodybuilding, he was still buying real estate in Santa Monica, in California. He was incredibly smart. He was a meticulous. He was just so meticulous when he approached bodybuilding and how he psyched out his opponents and worked with his buddy Franco Colombo. And then when I met him, I had the opportunity and privilege to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was always so great, but always understood. And I told the story, the classic story is, forgive me, I've told it many times. But if you're new to the show, and I was leaving the World Gym, he owned this beautiful gym in Venice, California, with Joe Gold. Joe Gold was he sold his name to Golds, but Joe Gold was like a legendary. And it was all about Joe Weider, and it was all about bodybuilding. And I was at the World Gym in Venice, California, with the sweet smell of the Pacific coming through the windows, and all these monsters all around me, man. These guys, I was like Pee Wee Herman. And I was like a Jerry Lewis movie. Really? Excuse me. Excuse me. No, better yet, Pee Wee is like that.
That's my bicycle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Are you going to use that weight?
You know? I mean, these guys are huge. And then I'm leaving, and I was driving a vet in L.A. at the time. A black vet. What do you know? I'm an Italian guy from Jersey, you know? And exactly. So I go to drive out, and in comes the H1 Hummer, not the H2, the H1, this big military vehicle. And I saw it, and the vet is like, wow, I'm going to get crushed now. And I looked up as we went, and we passed each other, and I'm in the driver's seat, and it's Arnold in this huge vehicle. And I just shook my hand and said, Arnold, what is that?
It's a Hummer. Is a Hummer good for the Austrian Alps? Good for the Austrian Alps,
like that. Then he points to my bed. He goes, "That's good for New Jersey." He got it, and it was so ingratiating that he knew I was from New Jersey. He recognized who I was. That's the charm of Schwarzenegger. I'll tell you what. I'll say jokes about it. We'll have jokes about Arnold. What a great guy! What a great guy! Just a great guy. Happy birthday, Arnold! And then when you work out, he took it so seriously. When I was working out with Kimberly, I told you I was doing bench press. Shoulder press behind the neck, 145. That's big for me. That's two big weights on, and that's way too heavy for me. But I was being spotted, and it was Arnold. And I was in the gym with Kimberly. She spotted me, and I was by myself. We were by ourselves in this gym, in World Gym in Venice, man. And I'm thinking, wow, look at this. This is the mecca of bodybuilding. I'm right in the middle of it. This is cool. Who walks in? Arnold walks in. Whoa. Arnold walks in by himself, walks in, and I don't want to bother him. You know, then I don't want to stare because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger pumping iron. It's the guy. It's the Terminator. It's right there, and he's huge. He's huge. He's not a tall guy, but his body. Biceps are bigger than anything you've ever seen. His biceps literally look like they're a foot tall. You know, and his chest is like, oh my God, you feel so inferior because he's so huge, huge.
Handsome.
Looks at me. He looks over, and he walks over. And now I'm getting nervous, and I say to Kimberly, I think Arnold's coming over. Oh my God, what am I going to say? You know? And then he comes over, and he looks at the weight, looks at me, and he goes, "That's a lot of weight." I go, "Well, you know, Arnold, I'm just following what you and Franco have taught us, the breakdown sets. I'm breaking down." Breaking down. I'm explaining this stuff. We talk about literally 40 seconds, which is probably the time you should take the break between sets, you know, 40 seconds. And Arnold looks at me, looks at the weight, and he goes, "Go for it." Like that. I went, oh, man, I lifted that weight, man. I was all pumped up. You know, it's such a, you know, and if you're a woman, if you're one of the beautiful gals that listen to the show, and we're so privileged to have you do that, it's a guy thing. What am I going to tell you? What am I going to tell you?
So back then, let me get this straight. So back then you were among the people. Now you are beyond the people. Yeah. Back then you were among the people, peasants and serfs. Here comes Arnold.
"I know personally, Mr. Schwarzenegger. Please do not address me. I talked with Arnold. I do not want to be with the people I am beyond."
Back then, you were dropped into a meat grinder. So now you are beyond the people.
Anytime.
Let's do esoteric Arnold film references.
Hey, Billy, get me out of this hole. I love when he yells at him at the end, though. That's the best. They're walking across. He's going to make it. They hear Carl Weathers scream. Billy drops his weapons in the water. He looks at him. Billy, come on. Let's go. Like, what are you doing? Great.
The best one is, and you know, comedian Jeff Norris does a bit about it,
right?
Which is so great. I don't know. Oh, when he has his cats attacked him, he's in his house. It's a hysterical bit. We have to have Jeff back on the show. He is so funny. Yes. And Jeff Norris goes, he goes, "I'm like Schwarzenegger with the Predator. Go ahead, kill me. Kill me now.
Kill me now. But I'm telling you, don't you think that movie is the movie where Arnold's American ism, his accent really shines? Like, he actually speaks where you can understand it. And it's no slight to Arnold. I'm just saying, it progresses through the movies that he did before that. And there, he's like the most American of Americans.
He is. I'll tell you what, though. What if you understand him, and we'll leave it at that, because it's Arnold's birthday, and I've taken shots on, not shots, I've had fun. I made jokes about it.
Right.
But honestly,
everybody has.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Here's a perfect example. Here's a guy who's an immigrant who came to this country with nothing.
That's right. That's exactly
nothing
right.
Except the desire to want to be a success, right? And built himself up from the very beginning.
Right. From nothing.
From nothing, from That's zero, right. and became That's this right. unbelievable success.
Right.
Governor of California, businessman, philanthropist,
Amazing.
All of
Amazing.
This stuff.
Yep.
And here, you want to talk about, wow, we need a socialist country and this and that. Here's the guy who's the perfect example, who came from nothing to be what he is today and still gives back to people and still helps people and never forgot where he came from.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
And a shout out to Joe Weider, my friend, Joe Weider. He was like, what interesting character, Ben and Joe Weider, the Weider brothers, out of New Jersey, to Canada, and they built the Muscle and Fitness franchise. Joe was at the airport picking up Arnold when Arnold came to America, and he believed in Arnold, from day one. And Betty, God bless her, Betty Weider's still alive, you know, at 90-something, you know. So we wish Arnold all the very best, but that's so funny. I know Al's in his glory, Joe, right?
Al is levitating. He's glowing. The bald head is shining like a halo. It's
good
great.
Impression, though, Albert. Good.
It's all right. My I'm a little off this morning, so it's not
quite at the Cuomo level, but it's
No. The Cuomo level is really a fugazi. I mean, you know, it is.
Hey, Joe on the radio, and Mike Gallagher is going to join us. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's a Friday, and thank you for – I love the correspondence. You know, sometimes it's good to deviate from the wild news and the variants and everything else we got to deal with every single day. We're just trying to, go onward and forward, as Pop used to say, in the most positive ways. Hey, let's break with Brandy, and then we're coming back with Mike Gallagher. Brandy's in for Debbie Duhaime on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting to do a little bit better on the BQE westbound, approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Stall has been cleared out of the way. Eastbound side, a packed ride heading in that direction from the inbound Gowanus. A lot of extra volume on the LIE eastbound, approaching the Cross Island from the Van Wyck. A bit slow getting across the East River at both the Throgs Neck and Whitestone Bridges heading into Queens. Jammed on the Cross Bronx heading over to the outbound George. Repairs on the upper deck taking out a lane till 1:30. Delays on the Cross Bronx go back to Rosedale Avenue. Inbound side might run you about 5 minutes for the upper deck. Inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels will cost you 5 minutes each. Still very slow on the Garden State Parkway northbound right after exit 165 in Paramus. A collision taking out the left lane. Another hit on 80 westbound over in Lodi. It's off to the shoulder by exit 64 for Route 17. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No. That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato. Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570, The Mission.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, it's Friday. You know what you can do? You go to Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm going to give you the number, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. If you're traveling and you're coming to New York and you're going to see the Freedom Tower, and you're going to see the Statue of Liberty, and you're going to see all the great sights in the Empire State Building and Broadway. You're going to see all the great things about New York. Put Michael's of Brooklyn on the list. I tell you, it is a destination that you must go to. You know why? It's one of the last remaining remaining great Italian restaurants. And if you want the ambiance, the authenticity of the Italian-American heritage, you go right there and you meet Fred and you meet Marianne and Michael himself and Johnny. And the sauce is made right there. The gravy right there. It's made in Brooklyn, New York. You know, and now you got to call for a reservation, though, if I may. It's 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You could join the Sauce of the Month Club. Or you can, as you listen around the country, and we love you for listening. We have so many people listening as we stream around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. You're going to go to the supermarket. You will see front and center Michael's of Brooklyn. You want to take an Italian Brooklyn home? You take that. It's spectacular. In the meantime, you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, but check out the restaurant. Go see Fred. Go see the beautiful family that runs this landmark restaurant, and you will just, it's an experience of a lifetime, because you're not going to experience the cuisine or the authenticity, the heritage, and the ambiance of the great Italian-American heritage. You know, right there in Brooklyn, New York, on Avenue R and Nostrand, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, the great Mike Gallagher, the one, he's the one. He is going to join us before he steps on the air.
I went to bed to you last night. I had Fox on. I saw Joe Piscopo, Relief Factor TV commercial. And that's a nice way to go to sleep, with your smiling countenance in my hotel room.
And but listen, I look to you, and I know Dr. Seb and Larry Elder. You know, you were talking about Leaf Factor for years, and it actually does work. Yeah. So I get this, but they see the commercials, they hear me read the ads, and then they go, Joe, does that stuff really work? I said, will you please just order it, please? You know,
that's right. Order it, and I'll prove it to you. Go ahead, take the 3-week quick start. It's just $19.95. Hey, we got a busy Friday. Yes. We got a lot to cover today. And I want to, did you see the story about the restaurant owner in Illinois who was being fined for flying a flag outside his restaurant?
No.
Did you catch that story?
No.
All right, so Fox covered it. I had the guy on yesterday. We're going to visit part two. Oh. There's another side to this story. Sometimes these stories are not as they appear. So if folks caught this yesterday here on AM 970, The Answer, we're gonna revisit that story because there is a flip side. Might not be quite as it seemed. We're going to talk about that. And how about the revolt against the CDC going on in America, Joe? Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, and I feel bad for folks, and I'm trying to, Mike, you could help us out, being the great broadcaster that you are and the positive, compassionate conservative that you are. What do you say? I don't know what to tell folks, because they're not wrong. No one's in charge. No. Nobody's in charge, Mike. Am I right?
They're making it up as they go, and I just don't know. I don't know. I got Dan Crenshaw. I've interviewed him many times, the congressman from Texas, I mean, left it, got an eye patch because of his sacrifice on the battlefield.
Yes, sir.
He's basically telling people, you got to revolt. You got to say no. You got to say, we're not going to wear a mask. If we've been vaccinated, you told us we didn't need to. This Delta variant, there's all kinds of dispute about how dangerous it is. It is more transmissible, but the data suggests it's not as deadly as they. Yeah. So we just got a lot more questions than answers, but we're going to try to muddle through it today, my friend. Yeah. We're doing it.
And Mike, we'll leave you with this. If you're sick of CNN, you have the Brian Stelter variant. How about that? There we go. Hey, ho. Oh.
Joe, try to tip your waitresses. Joe's going to be here all weekend.
Where are you from? Love you, Mike. Have a great one, buddy.
I love you, too. Take care, Joe.
10:05, Mike Gallagher. Joe Lumber. I'm sorry. What time, is it over yet? Do we leave yet? No, we're still here.
Is it 9 o'clock yet? Is it time to go home?
Weather-wise, Joey, how we do? No rain today. Mostly sun all day,
No rain today, but mostly sunny. Nice breeze. The humidity that's up now goes down throughout the day. It's going to be about 82. Tonight will be clear, 60, low to mid-50s in the suburbs. It's going to be a cool night tonight. Beautiful night for sleeping tomorrow. Beautiful day with sunshine, upper 70s. Probably around 80 on Sunday with clouds and sun and maybe a late-day thunderstorm. So a pretty nice weekend coming up.
Well done. Joe Lumberg is the man. Joe Lumberg right there, our marathon man meteorologist. He's going on a 24-hour bike-a-thon. Oh, yeah. We're going to track. He goes to Michigan to do that in just about a couple weeks. We're coming up at 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. Yes, we may read our Delta variant. We don't mean to joke about it, by the way, because it's real. And we want you to get the vaccine. But do you have to wear a mask? I mean, we're confused, and we'll make sense of it when we come back.